The Chemical Reporter.
Greetings and welcome to another edition. This is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Today, our question comes from Dirk in Erlangen. He would like to know why glass is actually transparent. Glass is made of three elements: sand, limestone, and soda. Yet, these elements are not really transparent. For this, a couple of other things are needed, so I visited the chemist Birgit Salbert to find out exactly what is required. To produce glass, sand, which is made of quartz, and soda and limestone are melted or fused together at 1,400 degrees centigrade. When cooling off, the molecules are, to a certain extent, frozen, and the material becomes transparent. The main component in glass is silicon oxide, a very stable chemical compound. In opaque or non-see-through materials, like metals for example, tiny particles known as electrons buzz around freely. When light shines on metal, it collides repeatedly with the electrons. The light is absorbed in this way and can no longer find its way out. On the other hand, in the silicon oxide in glass, the electrons are very solid or stable. Therefore, no electrons can absorb the light. And that's why we can see through glass. By the way, the Egyptians already knew how to produce glass approximately 5,000 years before Christ. They probably discovered it accidentally when sand, containing limestone, created a layer on clay pots. And the first vases, or hollow containers, were already produced around 3,500 years before Christ. It is amazing when you consider how complicated the process actually is. Well, that's my report for today. Let us connect again next week. I'm Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.